OMG.
Yeah.
It's time for the segment all of Sydney loves. Come on, man.
Boys, I've got a few stories this morning. The first one, I'll start. By the way, this is a segment that we stole from, and I repeat, stole.
Word for word.
Almost word for word.
Beautiful.
From a segment in ESPN's NFL coverage over in America when we were over there. I thought, well, it's a great segment. Let's bring it back and put it on radio. So here we go. Ariana Grande, she's the world's leading artist at the moment.
She's a big pop
she's
star.
The middle, is that the middle coffee you get from Starbucks?
That's the other one, Iggy Azalea.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man.
That's right. See, we
she's a big star. All the young kids are dancing to this particular girl, Grande.
Yeah. Good talent.
She's good talent.
When we just spoke about her then in this room, we'd heard of her, but you actually put one of her songs on. You've got her on your playlist.
Well, yesterday afternoon, Abby in the car said, got to play this song, Dad. And I've got to tell you, I danced.
Come on, man.
Oh, well, please.
Big time. Mm. Anyway, do you sit down to wee still?
Yeah.
Good.
Come on, man.
It is so comfortable to sit down and wee. Why wouldn't you?
Come on, man.
I'd hope when you'd lost copious kilos that maybe you could
see your pecker.
Yeah, joy.
Well, I can see my pecker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
Anyway, back to Ariana Grande. She's a big diva.
Hey, welcome back.
She's swing low, sweet chariots. She cancels Australian media photo shoots after issuing a long list of demands. And wait for this. You can't talk about relationships, dating, ex-boyfriends, Mariah Carey, Sam and Kat, who I don't know who they are, Jeanette McCurdy, working, calibrating with Justin Bieber, her grandfather passing away, which I don't think anyone would ask anyway.
Why would you point that out? Who's going to bring up her grandfather passing away?
So what can you ask her about?
Well, I don't know, but she also doesn't want you to use natural light when you photograph her, do not shoot her left side of her face.
Oh. Come on, man!
Does it say anything about the Asian Champions League? Because I want to ask her about
she's a big fan of the Wanderers.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Uzbekistan.
I like to say, as you know, I love a selfie. In fact, every celebrity that comes into our studio and graces us with their presence, I take a selfie with.
Actually, the bloke came in, the cleaner came in the other day, and you actually got a selfie with him.
Well, I intend on doing a book on selfies.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm going to give everyone a rating we've had on our show, do a bit of a blurb on them.
If you're honest, that could be a very good read.
I'm going to do it.
Come on, man.
Did you say
if MG's honest?
If you're honest, it could really... Okay, let's start right now.
That's funny.
Okay, MG, and I'm going to ask you...
Come on, man.
To be honest here, who is the best person we've had in here?
Oh, that's a hard one. Off the top.
Yeah. Okay, who's the biggest ass?
Oh, I've got to say either that Guyton Grantley or the bloke from... That band who said...
Seymour.
No photos.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, no.
No. Mark Seymour.
Placebo lead singer.
Placebo, yeah. He
was a man.
He was a wanker. Anyway, in South Korea, if you take a selfie and the person who you take the selfie with doesn't agree to it, you can be fined $32,000.
Come on, man.
I hear you, sister.
Sounds like it'd be a real industry.
Or 3 years in prison.
What?
Oh, what?
Come on, man.
That's a lot of time for
there's
me.
One place you don't want to go to prison, it's Seoul.
No good?
Oh, wow.
I thought North Korea would be shocking, but worse than South Korea, wouldn't it?
Finally, boys, this bloke, talk about putting your foot in it. At current, we have the AFL draft going on. Well, through the year, a young draftee wrote this. The whole Carlton team needs to go, or Mick does.
Mick is in Mick Mulhouse,
Mick
the coach.
Mick Mulhouse. Well, yesterday, this young bloke who said that, his name is Blaine Bokhurst.
No.
He was drafted by
Carlton.
Come on, man.
He was joking.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine walking into that dressing
room. What they've nicknamed him?
What?
Idiot?
Tweet.
Come on, man.
Tweet.
Hey, guys, did you like that satirical tweet I sent last week?
No, it was
good.
Actually,
hey?
It was about round 5 or 6 through the year, and he's just sitting there back watching.
Well, he was right.
Dreadful. But then he got, imagine that, getting drafted by that same team.
Just say I was hacked.
Yeah, my brother did it.
Whoops. There you go.